USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The special counsel's Russia investigation final report is released, and President Trump says of it,
it was a complete and total exoneration.
But Democrats dispute that, saying the entire document should be made public, and the head of the House Judiciary Panel, Jerry Nadler, is calling for total transparency.
We will ask the Attorney General to testify before the House Judiciary Committee. We will demand the release of the full report. The American people are entitled to a full accounting of the president's misconduct referenced by the special counsel.
At least seven people wounded in a rocket attack at a residential community north of Tel Aviv, Israel, this morning. The rocket was fired from Gaza, the attack prompting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to announce he'll be cutting short his visit to Washington this week. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Fred Dwyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
If you compare the price of oil, almost $60 a barrel earlier last week, to what it was back at Christmas when it was $42 a barrel, well, you can understand why we're paying more for gasoline now, as we hear from John Clemens.
Dan McTague of GasBuddy.com tells us gasoline is up to over $2.62 a gallon.
We've actually seen gas prices move up over 8 cents a gallon, 8.3 cents to be specific, from this time last week. If you go to this time last month, gasoline was almost 23 cents a gallon cheaper.
McTague tells us gasoline may go even higher.
We're heading towards the potential, towards Memorial Day perhaps, of as much as $3 a gallon.
Flights continue to get canceled due to the grounding of Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. Yesterday, the world's largest airline, American, announced it will be canceling 90 flights a day through April 24th. Previously, it had planned to cancel flights only through March 28th. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A Houston Police Department sergeant now facing charges accused of murdering his wife. Police in the Houston suburb of Pearland say Belinda Hernandez, a school librarian, was found shot to death on Saturday afternoon. An investigation linking her husband, Houston Police Officer Hilario Hernandez, to the killing. He was arrested at a hotel in Kingsville, Texas. That's about 100 miles north of the Mexican border. They picked him up about 3 hours after the murder was discovered. A German family that owns a controlling interest in Krispy Kreme and Panera Bread is donating to charity after learning details of the family's Nazi past. The Reimann family said while they knew of their ancestors' support for the Third Reich, new details have come to light about how extensively the family used forced labor of Russian and French prisoners during World War II. The family, now worth about $40 billion, says they'll be giving $11 million to charity, and they are disgusted at their family's past crimes. And Apple is inviting the media to an event today where the tech giant is expected to announce its rumored Apple News and a streaming TV service. Apple calling the event its Showtime. Reports are the Apple News service will offer paid subscription options for unlimited access to magazine and paywalled sites, including the Wall Street Journal. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.